Welcome, everybody, to Conspiracy 101, where we ask the big questions and give you big answers. Daniel is going to take a ride with me, Bob, as we find out what's behind the curtain and if it's real or not. Are you ready to go, Daniel?
Yes, let's open the curtain, Mr. Bob. I'm ready for it.
Well, tonight's topic is going to be a good one here. It's about the Illuminati. You ever heard of the Illuminati, Daniel?
Oh, yes. Illuminati for Catholic religion. Is it?
Well, it can be. It could be part of that. It's the people who control the world. So let's give you a little bit of history on the Illuminati, all right? So in 1776, not in Philadelphia, but in Ingolstadt, Bavaria, Adam Weinstock, a professor of canon law, is frustrated by the stifling grip of the church on academic life. He founds the Order of the Illuminati. His goal, not world domination, but the illumination of minds through reason, secularism, and the promotion of Enlightenment ideals. So Weishaupt was a former Jesuit-taught scholar who grew to loathe their influence. On May 1st, 1776, he and four students formed the Perfectibilists. Boy, that's a bit... No wonder they call themselves the Illuminati. That name didn't work. Using the Owl of Minerva as their symbol, they used classical aliases. Weishaupt was Spartacus. The group sought to dismantle the altar and the throne to allow for a society governed by merit and logic. Critics claim Weishaupt was an occultist using reason as a mask for atheism and the total destruction of morality. So here, I've got a picture here. Let me see if I can bring this up for you. Of what this, let me see if I can find that picture. There we go. Okay. I got to share my screen. There we go. Here's what Adam looks like. Do you see him there?
Yes.
That's Adam Weishaupt back in 1776. And that's what he looked like. If you, and then here's the Owl of Minerva. Here's what that looks like. This is the symbol that they chose. The Owl of Minerva right there. Okay. We got a couple more pictures here. Oops, picked the wrong thing. And then this is the University of Ingolstadt. All these words are really tough for me to say right there. Here's another picture of it right there. And that's where all this started, this Illuminati business, right? And so here's what the Illuminati, the Bavarian Illuminati book looked like here. And their certificate. So it's the back of it there. Here's a certificate there. It's all in German, obviously, because that's where it all started.
In Germany.
In Bavaria, right here, back in late 1700s. Now, we may know the Illuminati as something else, but we're going to go forward into history and take you a little bit more into what people talk about the Illuminati, and we'll get up to present day. So realizing this small group needed scale, Weishaupt joined the Freemasons. You've heard of them. He began recruiting from their lodges, drawing in influential men like Baron von Knigge. The Illuminati became a society within a society. So they were part of the Freemasons, but they were a special part of the Freemasons, using the established Masonic infrastructure to spread their radical Republican ideas across Europe. Baron von Knigge was an organizational genius who expanded the order. I think I got a picture of him here. Let me see if I can bring him up. There he is. You can take a look at him while I'm talking. He was an organizational genius who expanded the order to 2,000 members across Europe. They created three-tiered hierarchy, the nursery, the novice Minerva, the masonry, the apprentice, fellow, and master, and the mysteries, the priest, regent, and magnus. They essentially hacked Masonic lodges to gain access to the nobility and intelligentsia. This created a puppet master theory that the Masons are merely a front for a much darker inner circle, which is the Illuminati. And here you can see some Freemason halls. There's Mason halls all over the place. They still exist to this day. People become Freemasons. Here's another internal look at the Mason Hall, right? All kinds of towns. There's Ben Franklin. He was a Mason. A lot of the founding fathers in the United States were all Masons, Freemasons, which is kind of interesting.
Interesting.
And so then here we've got Von Krick and his book. And then obviously we have the all-seeing eye here, which is a part of Masonic and Illuminati symbolism. Apology of the Illuminati by Weishaupt, another book that he wrote. Okay. So then here we go. Let's we'll look at, here's the Masonic
logo.
Imagery, right? The logos, uh-huh. Right? Exactly. Uh-huh. From way back when.
18th century.
Yeah. And they also are Illuminati symbols. They cross over.
Let's do the symbol of conspiracy to Mr. Bob. Why not?
Why not? So here's some other symbolic things. This is a set of tracing boards from back then. All right. A lot of weird stuff going on here in this group, I would say. So the Great Suppression. So in 1785, the Bavarian Elector Charles Theodore, which I can get you a picture of him here.
Theodore.
Let me find him here. There we go. There he is.
Uh-huh.
In 1875, banned all secret societies. The Illuminati was hunted. Weishaupt fled into exile, and the group's internal documents were seized and published by the government. Legally and organizationally, the Illuminati ceased to exist before the end of the century. The ban was sparked by ex-member Joseph Unschneider, who wrote letters to the Duchess of Bavaria claiming the group supported poisoning enemies and atheism. When the police raided the member Xavier Zwack's home, they found recipes for invisible ink and documents defending suicide, fueling a massive public scandal. Theorists believe the suppression was staged. They argue the leaders migrated to France and to America to continue their work in anonymity. Ooh. Right, so they didn't like them.
Mm-hmm.
And so here's the Illuminati from the National. Meet the man who started the Illuminati as a National Geographic magazine. Talking about Weishaupt.
Mm.
Here's a plaque for the birthplace of the Illuminati. So it's a real thing. You all hear about people talking about it. It's a real thing.
It's a real thing.
Here is some manuscripts, Illuminati manuscripts that were seized. Right?
Yes.
And he, in exile, this is where Weishaupt lived in exile here. When he got kicked out of Bavaria. And this would be the rendition of when police raided their house. See, they all came in and were taking mm-hmm. stuff. Kind of funny now. So yeah. Then our next, we leave 1785. We get into 1790s. Author Augustin Barul and John Robison published bestsellers claiming the French Revolution was a premeditated plot by the Illuminati to destroy the altar and throw. They linked the Jacobites radicalism directly to Weishaupt's teaching. Barul's memoirs illustrating the history of Jacobinism was the first modern conspiracy blockbuster. He argued that the triple conspiracy of Philosophists, Masons, and Illuminati caused the 1789 revolution, while Robespierre and Jacobs shared goals with Weishaupt. There is no historical evidence. The order itself directed the guillotine. Ooh, remember that?
Wow.
The whole guillotine thing. Oops, I knocked myself out of there. Sorry. I got to share
yes,
it again.
Yes, indeed.
Apologize. There we go. So storming the Bastille, this is whenever the French Revolution happened, they stormed the Bastille and let the prisoners go and so forth. Right?
Mm-hmm.
So they think the Illuminati may have had something to do with this, but there's no direct link to them as of yet. And then here is our friend Augustin Barral right there. Looks kind of like a monk, if you ask me.
Mm-hmm. A priest, a monk.
A priest. And then here is the book from Robinson, Proofs of a Conspiracy. It was a bestseller back then about the Illuminati being at the heart of things. And then the guillotine, which you probably are familiar with that, right? Did you know that the last person to die by, what year the last person to die by guillotine was? This is something we did on Trivia 101 a while back.
Mm-hmm.
Do you remember the year?
18th century.
Huh?
1879.
1977.
Oh.
Star Wars was in theaters when the guillotine was last used.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Isn't that scary?
Interesting. That's facts, people. Trivia 101.
Here's some medals here from the Jacobins club stickers and so forth.
Hmm.
All right, so then in the 1800s, the Illuminati scare reached the United States. Preachers like Jedediah Morris and, oh my god, his picture up here. Here's good old Jedediah right there. Oh, it's a smaller picture. There's a bigger picture of Jedediah.
Mm-hmm.
Jedediah Morris. I lost my place. Warned the group that he had infected the Jeffersonian Republicans, Thomas Jefferson. This was the first time the Illuminati was used as a political cudgel in American discourse. The fear was so high that George Washington wrote a letter clarifying that while he believed the doctrines of the Illuminati were dangerous, they hadn't yet infected American lodges, and this panic led to the formation of the Anti-Masonic Party in the 1820s. The first third party in the United States history. So
first
we just
party.
Had the two-party system. This is the first time they had a third party. The Eye of Providence on the Great Seal is often cited as hidden signature despite being a common Christian symbol at the time. So the Eye of Providence is this eye that's on the dollar bill right here.
Wow.
That's the eye, but that's an Illuminati symbol as well, but it's also a Christian symbol. It's still on the dollar bill to this day.
Oh, yes. Why is that?
We don't know.
Because we believe that there's Illuminati. Mm-hmm.
That's right. Here it is right there. See that? So here's some Masonic propaganda here. So they're like they're branding each other's butts and stuff. Look at that. Bunch of weirdos.
Mm-hmm.
Bunch of weirdos, right?
Very weird.
Very weird.
It's like a lot. Minecraft.
Here is an actual letter from George Washington about the Illuminati as well.
Okay.
They still have it. I've actually been to Mount Vernon, where George Washington's house. It's a pretty cool place to get to go. You should go.
Uh-huh. It's like a museum.
Yeah, exactly. All right. So then in the late 19th and early 20th centuries, the Illuminati legend merged. I'm going to get you a new picture here.
emerge.
Got the devil here.
Oh my.
Merged with occultism. So figures like Aleister Crowley and various theosophists were accused of carrying the torch. The focus shifted from political revolution to spiritual and esoteric control. During the fin de siècle, secret societies like the Hermetic Order of the Golden Dawn and the OTO emerged. While they were focused on magic and hermeticism, the use of the word illuminated grades led the public to believe that they were direct successors to Weishaupt and the Illuminati. Claims emerged that these groups used ritual magic to influence global leaders. And then let's see, here we got Aleister Crowley here.
Global leaders.
There's Aleister Crowley right there. He if you look up Aleister Crowley, he is involved in all kinds of stuff. That Aleister Crowley. Oof.
What kind of stuff, Mr. McCall?
Oh, why? Occultism and trying to have influence over the world order and so forth. Here's the Hermetic Order of the Golden Dawn right there. You have their symbol right there. And this is, here's Helena Blavatsky.
Uh-huh.
Right there.
Blavatsky.
Yeah. And then I've got one more picture for you. And this is the OTO, the outer head of OTO elected.
Outer head.
Now, the New World Order, right? So post-World War II, the term New World Order began to surface with the rise of the United Nations and global banking systems like the IMF. In the Illuminati, myth evolved. It was no longer about small Bavarian club, but a global elite seeking to erase national borders. Right? The I'm going to share this. This is the UN's symbol right there. The 1950s saw the birth of the Bilderberg Group and the Council of Foreign Relations. In 1990, George H.W. Bush famously used the phrase New World Order in a speech, which conspiracy theorists took as an official admission of the Illuminati's victory. The UN and the IMF are seen as the administrative branches of a shadow government. And there's the United Nations logo, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then here is the Bilderbergs, Bilderberg House there.
Or nice
the Bilderbergers,
house.
Yeah. And then here's the Council on Foreign Relations. Again, they're saying that all this is part of the Illuminati coming into power. Here's George Bush Sr., George H.W. Bush, using the term New World Order during a speech. And then we also have the Trilateral Commission. There it is. Annual sessions. So
they're having a meeting.
They're having a meeting, yeah. In the 1960s, this counterculture movement called Discordianism began sending fake letters to Playboy magazine claiming the Illuminati were behind everything. It was meant to be a joke. An operation Mind F to make people question everything. Robert Anton, let me get a picture of Robert Anton up here. There he is. Robert Anton Wilton and Carrie Thornley launched their guerrilla ontology. They fabricated the entire lore connecting the Illuminati to the JFK assassination and the all-seeing eye. Their Illuminatus trilogy became a cult hit, inadvertently providing the blueprint for modern conspiracy culture. The prank backfired. Many readers believe the fiction was actually whistleblowing. So they were trying to have a laugh, and everybody bought into it. So there you go. Here's their book. Bring it up here.
Here
the Illuminatus trilogy right here by Robert Shea and Robert Anton Wilson. And there used to be even a card game called Illuminati. Can you believe it? The game of conspiracy. No wonder people believe about all this, right?
I want to play that game.
You want to play that game? And then here's another book called Principia Discordia. All right. So back in the 90s and 2000s, the Illuminati entered the mainstream via hip hop with Hollywood references. Let me get, there we go. The hand symbol right there. References to the industry being controlled by a dark cabal became a common trope in lyrics and music videos, often featuring pyramids and hidden eyes. As the legend became a cool aesthetic, artists like Jay-Z with a Rockefeller hand sign and Lady Gaga began using Illuminati symbols as branding tools. This created a feedback loop where theorists analyzed frame by frame for signs of initiation, claims of MK Ultra, programming, and selling our souls for fame. Can you believe it? There's Jay-Z doing the hand symbol. You can see all these different people doing the hand symbol, right? And that's an Illuminati hand symbol, supposedly. So even Beyonce is doing it. I know Beyonce is one of your favorites. Is that right, Daniel? You're muted, Daniel. I can't hear you.
Oh, thank you. Thank you for saying that. Let's do that symbol to Mr. Bob.
There's Lady Gaga. And, of course, we've talked about Katy Perry, who people believe to be all kinds of different things. Here she is with her get up for Egyptian stuff, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then they talk about how the Grammys are ritual performances. Here's a Grammy award performance with, you know, people dressed up like the devil and things here. See?
Mm-hmm.
So the internet changed everything. What was once found in dusty pamphlets is now on every social media feed. Algorithms feed the Illuminati rabbit hole, connecting disparate events like the 2008 financial crash to the COVID-19 pandemic.
Mm-hmm.
With the 2021 inauguration, viral theories about the Illuminati Bibles. I'm going to get you a new...
they have the Bible. Wow.
Illuminati Bibles, yeah.
Oh my goodness.
Spread on TikTok, the myth has become modular. It can be attached to any event, creating a persistent us versus them narrative for the digital audience. The elite use AI to manufacture consent and track the public through social media. Here's the conspiracy theory iceberg, right? So here's all this stuff and then the deep parts here, right?
Yes.
Which we'll get to eventually.
The deeper part of the
Illuminati. Deeper parts, yeah. And then look, if you look at the Bible here.
What does the Bible?
Yeah. They say he's got an Illuminati Bible, right?
My goodness.
And then here's all the different, how all the networks connect to all the different places and how the internet is changing the way we share information and so forth, which is true.
Yes, exploded and like a
also
big
the bag. The wealth inequity, right? So the 1% have all of it and everybody else gets crumbs, right? Because they're part of the Illuminati and we're not.
We are not people. We are not. To tell you the
and
truth, we are
not. We're heading for a dystopia here. Mm-hmm. As I keep saying, here's a dystopian rendering for you to look at. So, theorists often point to the physical world as a hidden in plain sight map from the streets of Washington, D.C. To the Lucifer statue, which is this statue right here at the Denver International Airport, which I've seen that myself three times.
Oh, yeah.
The architecture scrutinized geometric shapes that allegedly signal Illuminati presence. Urban planning often involves geometric precision like the Pentagon or the Luxor's light beam for engineering or aesthetic reasons. However, theorists see these as sigils built by an elite class to declare their dominant dominion over the physical world. These landmarks act as beacons or ritual sites for global ceremonies. And so we have the Lucifer, which is this, he's get red eyes at night at the Denver International Airport. And then we have these terrible, which they've covered them up now, but they have these terrible, originally had these terrible murals at the airport in Denver where things are on fire and people are dying here. That was all real. That all happened. Why would you put that in an airport? I have no idea.
To monitor the people coming and out.
And then they find the pentagrams in the streets of Washington, D.C., right? So you can look at the streets and draw lines. Oh. And, of course, if you've ever been to Las Vegas, the Luxor Hotel has a beam of light that goes straight up into the air, which is pretty cool, actually. I've actually been to the Luxor. I've been in the building there. Had lunch one day in the Luxor Hotel. and actually was there last year. Went through it. So, all right. So let me see here. Just a couple more here. Daniel, we're almost done. Today, the Illuminati is a catch-all term for the unelected power structures of the world. While Weishaupt's group is long gone, the human impulse to find a reason for chaos remains. Whether they are real or a metaphor, the Illuminati represent our collective fear of being controlled by forces we cannot see. Modern discussions now center on the Great Reset and the World Economic Forum. While these are transparent organizations, their goal of a globally integrated economy is seen as the final step of Weishaupt's original 1776 mission. The suspicion is the Illuminati aren't a secret group anymore, but the 1% operating in plain sight. And oh, here's the World Economic Forum logo.
So they're Illuminati.
Bringing everybody under one economy here.
World
one
economic
giant
farm.
Economy rather than all the separate ones that we have currently.
That's interesting,
and
Mr.
Bond. And the all-seeing eye here.
They can see one eye.
And then they're talking about putting chips in people, in your brain, so they'll know what you're thinking and know what you're doing.
Oh, nice. I think that is a good one.
And, of course, that brings us all back to the all-seeing eye right there.
All-seeing eye.
That's Which is what we had on the dollar bill and everything, right?
What is it, Mr. Bob? It's included in the dollar bill.
Well, if you look at the dollar bill, so let's see.
Because it's a part of your... Austin.
Here's the dollar bill. Here's the back of a dollar bill. And so you see, here's the all-seeing eye right here.
Mm-hmm.
And in God we trust and all this good kind of stuff. You look closely. There's the eagle, E pluribus unum. He's holding the olive branch and the arrows. So, yeah, all this stuff people say points to the Illuminati.
As we
talked about, it may or may not be true, right? So people interpret things as true whenever they're maybe not so true. So
yes, people love doing that. They Even do. If it's not true, they make it what? Oh, this is really happening.
Right. Exactly. So, but yeah,
and they will connect and connect and connect.
That's what everybody does. So, yeah, one of the interesting thing about conspiracies is that it's human nature to draw connections to things.
True.
And so we always are looking for connections. That's how you get pareidolia, right? Pareidolia is you see faces in inanimate objects and things. And so just like pareidolia, we are drawn to conspiracy. We want to have conspiracies because we can see things that may or may not be true. The problem is, I think a lot of times that the governments all over the world use that to their advantage, right? So they use that so that you don't know what's true and what's not true.
Yes, certainly.
And so then you're more confused. And so then that way, the more confused you are, the more control they can have over your day-to-day operations. So,
mm-hmm.
Oh my gosh, Daniel.
Woo. Oh, my goodness.
We got deep in
goodness.
This time, didn't we?
Illuminati. Oh, for me, Mr. Bob, Illuminati, if there is something exists like that, if it's good for our society, why not?
Oh, we don't foresee. Know. Is it good or yes. is it bad? We don't know. That's the problem.
We don't know. Oh, okay.
Maybe they're using it for bad. Maybe they're using it to control us. Maybe
for
they're using
one.
It to take like, all our money. What if they took
like
all your money,
one.
Daniel?
Oh, the money will stay for us, Mr. Bob, so they cannot take it. We're going to put in the Swiss bank or whatever.
Oh, but then maybe they control the Swiss banks.
Oh, my God. Oh, the Cayman. Cayman
Bank.
Oh,
the Caymans, exactly.
Mm-hmm.
That's the problem. You don't know. You can never be sure.
If they can control everything.
Right. That's the scare. That's what the scary part is.
Even religion.
Right. Can they take away everything?
In just one click.
Mm-hmm.
We're hoping for the best. Hoping
so,
for the
yeah,
best.
Whether you believe the Illuminati is real or
yes.
not is almost immaterial. You mm. have to assume that it is real. Because if you assume that it isn't real, then they can get you. As long as you assume that it's real, then at least you can think about, are they trying to get me?
Mm-hmm.
Ah.
And then plant something in your brain.
Right. Exactly.
The world domination of Illuminati.
That's what I got tonight, Daniel. Illuminati.
Well, good job. Good job, Mr. Bob. We love this conspiracy. Whether you believe it or not, people, Illuminati
right.
exists since what? 18th
it did
century.
Exist for certain. We know that.
Mm.
Does
yes.
it exist today? We're not so sure.
We're not sure.
But it could.
It could, yes. I hope Illuminati will help us in a good way, not a bad way. Come on. Even we say, okay, it's a sign of the devil. But, well, people always looking at the bad side, not the good
right.
side. Don't you think, Mr. Bob?
I think so. I think so.
Mm-hmm. But whether we have Illuminati's, if working for us for good, well, we accommodate it. Why not? Right? But it's for bad thing? No way.
You're funny. Yeah.
We resist this if we resist in a bad way. To
right,
control
yeah.
the world. No.
You're in the club, it's good. If you're not in the club, not so good.
Not so good. We will defy
yeah.
it.
The
we
next
have a
time
revolution.
We'll see what we have next time for our Conspiracy 101 chat. Stay
yes.
tuned.
Yes. More to come, people. See you soon. But you did a great job, Mr. Bob.
Take care,
Illuminati.
Everybody.
Yes.
And don't get caught
that
by the Illuminati.
You are the one. You are the leader of the Illuminati. No, Mr. Bob is the leader of the Illuminati.
Oh, no.
Well, tune in for that, people. Let's discover if Mr. Bob is the hidden one.